Just in case you're wondering, yes, this is a new episode today, and yes, it's great to be back, though I never really left. Which actually factors into today's episode somewhat, and I think that'll become evident later. To kick things off today, I'd like to share that earlier this week a friend and former student messaged me on Facebook to ask about a story about a plane that went missing. In fact, I hadn't at that time, and probably more, because it had just happened hours before. The missing plane was a Guardian Air flight that was headed to Cake. This friend is a nurse for a similar medical flight service in Kansas, hence his interest in seeing the story about this flight. During the course of us messaging, I pointed out to him that where the plane went down is approximately two states away from where he lives and works, as far as distance from Dillingham. He was amazed at that and mentioned he forgets just how big Alaska is. The truth is, never having been here, he really has no idea of just how big Alaska is, and the same is likely true for most people, even those who live in our state. The fact is, our home is a very, very big place. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. For the last few weeks, there has been nothing in the way of a new Field Notes episode, thanks to the government shutdown that prevented most Togiak employees from working, including yours truly. There are stories about the shutdown that can be accessed on the KDLG website. Because I was not in office, I spent a lot more time at home. And in this case, I'm sure you recognize I'm alluding to my physical residence in Dillingham. And you would be right in that. The concept of home can come with a variety of meanings. And I'd like to take a look at that today, and why I think our home is a very, very fine place to be. Webster says that the definition of home, or one definition and the one that most applies here, is the place where one lives permanently or relating to that place. On various levels, the United States is my home, Alaska is my home, and Dillingham is my home, just as it is for a whole lot of people listening right now. I have to say, I'm mighty happy with the truth of all three of those, sincerely. I consider myself a very blessed individual that I can check the boxes for all three. I will say that I believe the idea of home, or what that can be, is also very much in the mind of the individual. I have known people who never really seemed to feel at home anywhere, even when they had the trappings of such on hand, such as owning a house. The opposite can be true as well, with people who genuinely feel at home anywhere. I grew up in a farming community in central Kansas that's just about the same exact size as Dillingham. That was, and is, home. I was born in that town, raised in that town, and until college had never lived anywhere else. Even though I have not permanently lived there in over three decades, it's still home, in my mind and in my heart. My grandpa was born and raised within 5 miles of the town and, except for a 2-year period, never lived anywhere else for any of his 89 years. For him, it was very much home. During the time I lived in Hayes, Kansas, my college town, I never believed I'd ever settle there, and I don't think I ever will. It was simply where I was while I attended school. Even so, Hayes to this day still feels like home. During my 5 years, I got to know the town and to feel comfortable with it, and when I go back to visit, which doesn't happen very often, it still feels like going home. I will say that other than Hayes, I have never moved somewhere and lived there thinking I'd ever move again. I think a mindset such as that makes it easier to associate a specific place with the idea of home. After college, I really thought I'd find some place and settle down forever. A permanent home. Alas, that did not happen. I spent my first year and a half in a tiny farming town called Miltonvale. It too felt like, and still conjures up, a feeling of home. From there, I made the jump to Alaska, which completely, irreversibly changed my life. I moved to Non-Dalton, Alaska, and spent nearly 6 years there. Non-Dalton very, very much felt like, and still feels like, home. The people there made me feel welcome, and Alaska made me realize what I'd been missing. As I said, I never lived someplace thinking I'd move, and that was true of Non-Dalton. I did eventually leave there, to move back to Kansas, back to my home county, in fact, to a small farming community called Wilson, which was 15 miles to the west of my hometown. I moved back to help care for my grandpa, whose health was beginning to fail. Throughout this time, I worked as an elementary teacher, so I had skills that traveled. In Wilson, I bought a house, tired of always renting, and thought maybe Wilson was the final stop. In fairly short order, though, I really, really began to miss Alaska. And as soon as my grandpa passed away, I got back up here as quick as I could, landing a teaching position here in Dillingham. That was nearly 2 decades ago. From sharing that, it's clear that I have a sense of home about multiple places. That said, Southwest Alaska and Dillingham very much feel like home in so many ways, from the area as a whole to the community itself to the house I live in. So what does home mean to you? Does it encompass multiple locations in different places? Is it a singular, never-changing place? Is it the physical building you reside in, or does it have more to do with other factors, such as the environment, the lifestyles, and the people of that place? For those of us who identify Dillingham, or any of the wonderful communities around our area, as home, there may be a host of good reasons for why we feel that way. For me, size is certainly a part of it. I have always lived in small communities. I like being able to go into virtually any store or institution and know most people by name, and often well enough to converse with them and their lives in a meaningful way. It's not been uncommon in recent years to see many of my former students working in places like AC, and it's really nice to see them and be able to visit with them as they try to find their place in the workplace or put together funding as they work through school. I like sharing lines at the post office or school or cafe with folks that are always quick with a smile and friendly in their greeting and in recognizing the sense of community we have here. Smaller communities allow for that to happen. Dillingham fills that role well for me and certainly contributes strongly to a sense of home. Lifestyle is a large part of it as well. I love the lifestyle we have available to us through living in rural Alaska, something that frequently works its way into assorted Field Notes episodes. There is far more to this than I could ever hope to go into in a single episode. I'm talking about things like having a freezer full of moose, caribou, or salmon, as well as all of the excellent time spent outside with friends and family trying to secure those very resources. The many nights spent in tents and in sleeping bags while hunting or fishing. Those are, in my mind, invaluable experiences that simply cannot be had anywhere else. When you add to that we get to use things like snow machines and ATVs and boats and planes to participate in those activities, well, a rural Alaska lifestyle is like nothing else in the world and is a very large part of why Southwest Alaska is absolutely home. There are so many smaller things to our lifestyle here, things we might overlook or take for granted, and things that will vary from person to person, such as sharing hot cocoa with family members while watching the northern lights, or seeing the beauty of the sun on the snow after a really good snowstorm, or watching a moose and her calf pass through the front yard. It's watching the aggressiveness of a pike as it attacks a lure, or seeing a flock of ducks or geese descend during low tide, hoping they'll do so within range. It's pausing to watch a porcupine make its way across the trail ahead of you, or watching your kids play in the river during moose camp. It's all of these and a gazillion other things that absolutely fill me with a sense of home when I think about Southwest Alaska. I don't know where you consider to be your home, or if you even have a place at all. I hope you do. I feel exceedingly blessed to have had so many wonderful places to live over the course of my life that absolutely gave me a sense of home. Dillingham has held that spot for almost 2 decades, and I don't have any immediate plans for that to change. There is so very much that we have here that is wonderful beyond words, for those of us who call and think of it as home. We live someplace very special. Need proof? There's a bunch of shows on TV right now about living in Alaska. They do not have similar shows for other states, like Texas or Alabama or Vermont. Do you know why that is? Because Alaska is special, and others recognize and respond to that. What viewers from other places see as exotic or magical, we call that daily living. Even so, we really shouldn't take what we have for granted. Last month, my employer told me I couldn't go to work. As such, Field Notes was on hiatus for just a bit. While that made me sad, because I do love what I do, I was still okay, and that's because I wasn't ever gone. I was always home, and home is a great place to be. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.